Most Chassidim Shesvaram don't discuss the Chetah Egel b'chlal. If you look at most Shesvaram Talmidei Baal Shem, is there on Parshas Kisisa, they have a very lot about Shabbos, and a very lot about the Mishkan, and a very lot about everything. But almost nothing, or nothing b'chlal, about the Mishkan, about the Chetah Egel itself. And therefore, I wanted to share with you two Mahalchim b'negea, to how to look at the Chetah Egel from a Pnimi Satayra point of view. And Pasha to give a Havana in the Parsha. The Parsha has a lot of Hinyonim, a lot of Halachas, which are unrelated to the Chayra, to the Chetah Egel. And the Chetah Egel is the Maisa, can't call it the highlight of the Parsha, Chas V'Shalom. But the main, what everybody, what Pasha is famous for, is the Chetah Egel. So Mela, we're going to try, sorry, I really wanted to, stuck in a very lot of traffic on the way in, I'm going to try to share two mahalchim with you, two very, very important yisoidistic or fundamental mahalchim in understanding the whole Chetah Egel. From a Hasidish point of view. The first mahalach is the following. The first mahalach will be makdim with a whole bunch of kashas. I'm trying to be makasher all the areas of the parasha together. The parasha begins, Halacha, the first mitzvah in the parsha is the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. Darf man verstehen, what's the kesher of the Machzis HaShekel and the parsha is kisisa to the Chetah Egel. Everything that comes before the Chetah Egel is bebechinas makdim refuah lemakom. So how is the Machzis HaShekel a refuah, so to speak, for the Chetah Egel? Später, after that, we have the straight after Machzis HaShekel, you have the parasha of the Kiyo Nechoshes. There, Bechlau, we have to understand the Kiyo Nechoshes is a chelik from the building of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. So therefore, why suddenly does the Kiyo Nechoshes pop into Parashas Kisisa? Why wasn't it in Parashas Truma Tetzave and not in Parashas Kisisa? Obviously, the Kiyo must also have a kesher to the Chetah Egel. After that, we have the Besomim, the Shemen, the Parsha of Ketores, Tav Fashtein again, how is that a Hakdoma to the Chetah Egel? Chetah Egel itself, Tav Fashtein, why? We have Shabbos, Shmatim Esar Shabbos, Kshesh Yomim Tassim Locha, Veshoma Bnei Yisrael Esar Shabbos, his Parsha Chisisa, what's the Keshe of Shabbos to the Chetah Egel? So, Bekitza, we have to find the common theme between all those parashas, all those halachas that we just learned. About Benegea to the Chetah Egel itself, first of all, we have to understand why Dafka came out as an Egel, Egel's Ashor. Why was it in Dafka an Egel Azov? Aaron tries to stop them. Vaya Aaron, Vayim Mizbeach, Vayikram, Vayim Chag L'Hashem Mocha. He's calling for a Yom Tov. How did he think that Chag L'Hashem Mocha is going to prevent them from being choyte with the Chetah Egel? And then the pasuk after that says, "Vayashkimi mimachras, vayalu oilas, vayagishu shlomim, vayeshev om lechol v'shoslu vayakumu letzachik." And Rashi says, "Yesh b'mashma zaygila arroyas." So the Chayyim made an Egel, which is a Chetah Avodizor. What's that? Vayashkimi mavoyke. What is it? What's that? Gila arroyas. Why were they oil on gila arroyas? Over here, when they made the Chetah Egel, what's the Chetah of Gila Arroyos going to do with the Chetah of Avodah Zarah? After that, we have Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, and we know Pnimi Satori state that Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim are connected to Yud Gimel Midas Shatori Nedreshes Bam, which is the Sherish of Torah Shabal Peh. We know that the Sherish of Torah Shabal Peh comes as an aftermath of the Chetah Egel, Dafn Dos Fashtein. How is the Gilui of Torah Shabal Peh, which comes through Yud Gimel Midas Harachim, which are connected to Yud Gimel Midas Shatayin and Jereshus Behen? And then at the end of the parasha, we taka have Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Chag HaShavuos, the Chagim, the Yom Tovim. Hech to take for the Yo. It's a lot of mishmash over here in the parasha. Lech noch lechet ha'egel kum ben shoyin in Pesach, in Shavuos. The whole parasha needs a psalm mahalach. It can sign, yesh loimad, the mahalach to answer up all these things as the following. As you all know, Chazal say, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that by Matan Torah, Poskas of a Muslim, the Pagam, the Chet HaEgel went away, and he returned with the Chet HaEgel. So the Chet HaEgel is basically the Chet of the Eitz Hadas all over again. If you made it to understand the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, the Chet HaEgel, as we usually do, is to go back to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. There's lots of Mahalchim in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, but the Mahalch to discuss now is the following Mahalch. So Yadua, the other mission was created Erev Shabbos, and you're supposed to come into Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom of Oynig, Shabbos is the Yom of Tainug, of pleasure. Another creation was created Erev Shabbos. The days of the week are called Sheshes Yom Tavoy, they're called Yimei Avoida. Comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is Menucha, Shabbos is Tainug. If Adam wouldn't have been Choytin Eitzel Adas, what would have happened? What would have been? What's the chilek between the world before the Chet and the world after the Chet? But what was supposed to have happened was the Mahalach of the Bria was the following. Another mission was created Bechoil, Erev Shabbos, and he was supposed to do his Avodah. Then he would have come into Shabbos, and Shabbos would have been Taka, the ultimate, would have been the Tainuk, the Oinuk Shabbos. What would have happened a day later on Sunday? A weekday. So without the Chet, what would have happened? But the answer is the following. It's a very deep yisod. I don't like explaining this when there's lachats of time. So I have to imagine we're a mamshinov. Forget about time until 6:30. But the vot is that we know that if not for the chet, then Yom Shekul is Shabbos, and the weekdays is also Bechin of Shabbos. What does it mean, the weekdays are Bechin of Shabbos? Array, the weekdays is the Avda L'Shomer, the Pshat is the Fala. Olam HaZeh is Ayoyim La'Soysa. Olam HaBoh is L'Mocha L'Kabel Schor. There's no avoiding. Olam HaBoh is Kulei Schav, it's Kulei Tainag, it's Kulei Oynag, it's Kulei Shabbos. If Olam wouldn't have been Choyter, then he would have brought the Yichor into Shabbos. Shabbos would be the day of Oynag, and from the next week onwards, all the avoidas Hashem, even in the Hayyim La'Soysam, so to speak, would have been full of the Tainuk, would have been full of the Mis'anigim Hashem. About the weekdays would have been a Bechina of Avoida, but would have been a Bechina of Avoida where you have Gleich, the Tainuk alien while you do the Avoida. It's two Chalokim of Mitzvahs. There's a Chalok of Mitzvahs which the Asiya, like an Ebed, to a Melech, whether it's Gishmak, whether it's not Gishmak, you have to do it anyways. And then there's an Avoida like a Ben to an Av. And a Ben has a Gishmak to do Oyser Ratzayin Oviv. He likes his father, he loves his father, he wants to do Ratzayin Oviv. So Sema says that during the week, it's an Avoida of an Ebed to a Melech. You have to do the mitzvahs. Shabbos is the Bechina Avoida of a Ben to an Av. If Adam wouldn't have been Choyte, then Sunday also would have been Avoida of a Ben to the Av, which means the mitzvahs would have been done of an Oifen of Mardik of Dveikas. Ruchnis would have been the most Dveikas to Gezach. But on that Friday the Adam Rishon was Nivra, the Adam Rishon was created. What happened was, that Friday when Adam Rishon was created, is that was a Friday where it was the regular Yom La'Soysom. This was before Shabbos, before the Oynig of Shabbos. Came the Nachash to Adam Rishon, and listen carefully to this, and this was the Chet. Comes out from this Mahalach, a Mardika Achrayis, and a Mardika Tviya, somebody who is not Oyved as Hashem, Basimcha. The Nachash came to Adam, and the Nachash said the following, Oyved as Hashem, Inish Gishmak. Oyved as Hashem, you gotta do, you gotta obey your orders, like he's, you know, like there's a saying today, you're going to do the shachris, you're going to do the daf, you're going to do it. That's what the Nachash said. Nachash says, if you want gishmak, you want tainug, you're going to leave the Eitzachayim. For that you have to go to the Eitzadah. So that you have to go to Tanugim, you have to go to Taibus El Mazeh. The two are separate. There's an Eitzachayim and there's an Eitz. And there's an Eitzadah. Obey orders, that's not gishmak. You need a bit of gishmak. Leave the world of Ruchnias, go into the world of Gashmis, and there you'll find Gishmak. And that was the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, the Ramban, and Ibn Ezra, as they say, was an Indian of Taiva and Tanugim. So basically, what is the Chet of Egel? What is the Chet of the Eitz Hadas? The Chet of the Eitz Hadas is to tell somebody that Avodas Hashem is not Gishmak. That's the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. At the beginning, it's not Gishmak. When you break through it, the greatest time in the world is Ruchnias. The greatest tainiv in the world is a Shabbos and is a Yom Tov. And if you keep Shabbos properly, and if you misanik Shabbos the way it should be, is then you'll feel the oinig throughout your Torah mitzvahs throughout the week. So the difference between Adam lefnei achet and Adam lefnei achrei achet is Adam lefnei achet would begin a life where he feels, where he has kiddu a taiva for ruchnius, and after the chet is taiva is for something else, is for gashmius. Ruchnius, if I have to do it, I'll do it. That's the chiluk. The tikkun of the chet of the tzadas is when you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avad at the beginning of my avoida, it's zero. But nevertheless, when I break through it, I'm going to get to the level where the most gishmak hazach is to learn a blat gemara, the most gishmak hazach is to do a mitzvah, to shake lulav, to eat a gazai's matzvah. Nasa v'nishma is nasa, which is the actual asiya, oba v'nishma. We're going to come to the asiya. The vote is that we're not necessarily only going into avodas Hashem for. We're going into Avodas Hashem l'ketchila as an asiya, but then to have all the tainim, and then to have all the havon, and to have all the asogan, it should all come together. That's why the Gemara Nedarim says, listen carefully, the Gemara Nedarim says that lulei lechet ha'egel, there wouldn't have been a Torah Shabbal Peh, there would have been Chamesh Yochum Shetayra, Sefer Yeshua. Torah Shabbal Peh wouldn't have been a separate thing to Torah Shabbal Peh. After the Chet HaEgel, there's Torah Shebiksav and there's Torah Shebal Peh. What's the difference between, again, superficially, what's the difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebiksav is a list of laws. Do this and don't do this. Ramach has mitzvah aseh, shasah, mitzvah leisah. Torah Shebal Peh is the gishmach, is the pining of Torah. Is the svara, is the pining of Torah. If not, for the Chet HaEgel, they would have had the pining of Torah in Torah Shebiksav. You mekayim and Torah's mitzvahs. You keep away from a loisaseh. It does alone would have been a moedik in gishmak hazach. You mekayim and mitzvahs aseh. You had all the tainuk. You wouldn't have had to twiddle your thumbs to get tainuk in Torah. The etzem kima mitzvahs would have been the greatest tainuk. Avodas Hashem would have been the greatest tainuk. You would have had a taiva to be misanik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. The Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh would have become one thing. But Machshenke, by eating from the Eitz Adav, by being Choytem Chet Egel, there became a Luchas Rishoynus, and became a Luchas Shnius. Luchas Rishoynus, Torah Shabbat, and then was required a Luchas Shnius, Psalacha, which as you do on Chazal, there's the Ashrasha of Torah Shabbat Peh. It became separate. And that's how the Chet HaEgel bought the whole kilkul of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Became two separate things. Became an Eitz HaChaim and it became an Eitz Hadas. And we know, right? The Zohar Kodesh says, the Eitz HaChaim is the Sitra of Torah Shebiksav, and Eitz Hadas is the Sitra of Torah Shebal Peh. Eitz Hadas, Toi Vera, Chai, Potem, Muta Asa. So that's Luchas Rishonis, Luchas Shniyas correspond to the Eitz Hadas and Eitz HaChaim. Pagam is when they're two separate trees. When they're two separate luchas, that's the pagam. Arizal says that the Eitz Hadas is mushrish and the Eitz Hachaim. And Father Rishon would be eaten first from the Eitz Hachaim, then he would have only been toyim the toyim from the Eitz Hadas to Yivara. The Hashrash is when they're the same. When you separate them, then you're saying that the Eitz Hachaim is Einzach, the Eitz Hadas is a Tzvetezach, Luchas Rishonis is Einzach, and Luchas Shnius is a separate Zach. Whoever has tainug in Avodas Hashem has been misak in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, and he's been misak in the Chet of the Egel. Whoever does the Daf and whoever does the Shachris, is that's the Chet of the Egel and that's the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. That was what the Nachash said. How we can understand so many different inyanim. They were trying to. What happened was Moshe Rabbeinu was going to come down from Shemayim now. With the whole time of Torah, the whole gishmak of Torah, Mount Sinai was kula yira. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down with the luchos. Now, Avodas Hashem is going to be the most gishmak azach. The egel was mamshech din. No, there's no gishmak in luchos. The egel is a shor. Shor represents midas adin. Zav represents din, as is you do al chiluk between zav and kesef. Zav is din, and kesef is nichsef nichsafti, is ava, is yoni. Egel Azov means that Torah and Avodas Hashem is all the Midas Adin. There's a Melech, there's a Mishpat, and that's all it is. If you do the mitzvah, you've done what the king told you to do. If you don't do the mitzvah, then you're punished. That's a terrible kilkel to look at Yiddishkeit like that. To look at Kiyas Shofar, or even to look at the Yiro, even to look at the Din as being something that's not Gishmak, is a terrible Zach. Who's Mechadish this? Who's up there? Ankalin and Koyach Soif? Meshoich Noyam Yiro Sachar. The Yiro Sachar is the greatest Nehemus. Tzadikim and Elzman, they're humming the Rosh Hashanah Nigunim all the time. Some people hear the Rosh Hashanah Nigun and say, oh, I don't want to hear that till Rosh Hashanah. But if it's Noyam Yiro Sachar, it's Gishmak. Kodesh Baruch is Mamlech. The Rosh Hashanah is a Gishmak Etog. It's a Pachad Etog. That's why it's a Gishmak Etog. We Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch in the world. It's a Gewaltige Gishmak Etog. The Pasuk in Novi says, Ichlu Mashmanim Chayis, the whole Pasuk there. We have Yimisanik in Rosh Hashanah as well. We Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch is a Melech. That's all Tikkun Chet Egel. Chet Egel was no. Chet Egel is, that's all Yiddishkeit is all about. Rosh Hashanah, there's a Yom HaDin, and there's books, and there's scales, and if it weighs this way, you're in trouble, and if it weighs that way, you'll get off. You're out of trouble, in trouble. That's all Yiddishkeit is, Rahman al-Islam. And you don't realize this is a murdika, it's a murdika pagam, and you hear people talking about it, like, you know, you hear people saying that's as Purim is a Gishmak a day. So Purim is a Gishmak a day. Yom Kippur is also a Gishmak a day. That's the whole Gisha. The whole Gisha. The whole Reb Tzadik says Yom Kippur is not a Yom Tov, not a day where you can't, where you're not allowed to eat. It's a day where there can essen of Hazar Tov. Who can think of Gashmis and Hazar Day? It's always two different ways of looking at it. Svara Tamid Hashem always took even the Yiradika, even the Pachadika, even the Midas Adindika days as a Noyam Yirasech. To get Torah Shemiksav without the Egel, to learn a Pasuk of Torah Shemiksav, and to be massing all the Gishmak of Torah Shemiksav when you read a Pasuk of Torah Shemiksav, that would have been the Tachlis of Gishmak, it would be the Tachlis of Tainu. But now it's separated. And our void is to put it back together. So the void of Pashat Sisla is Ein Zach. You have to wake up in the morning and you have to say, ah, Gishmak, I've got my navel dosa, I can be Makai and Mitzvah straight away. A Gishmak is Zach, I take both my Yadayim and I, by Natleim, by Nasim, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these hands are yours. My Yadayim is yours and you have to feel a Gishmak in it. Like the Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. When he missed our Shalei Sani Goy, you know the famous Meister, when he missed our Shalei Sani Goy, In Bechas HaShachar, and all those people who were, you know, they had detectives who were looking to find things wrong with him. The whole Machloikas. Rabbi Yisrael, he had a lot of rights for him, and they were all looking to find things wrong with him. They came with a pen and paper, and they monitored everything he did, and they looked to find. And the Torah doesn't say Shalei Sani Goy in Shul. He said, ah, this is reform. Shalei Sani Goy. And he went to be told, they asked Rabbi Yonasan Taka, why did he say Shalei Sani Goy? He said, Tipshim Shabbailam. You know when I say Shalei Sani Goy? As soon as I wake up and wash Nigavas, I can't keep myself back till I get to Jew. I wake up as a Yid. I wake up, ah, I could spoke, nochatok, of Avodas Hashem, Gishmak. Nigavas, I've got to get up at 6 o'clock and the Goy is sleeping till 10 o'clock. Is a Ayah Behema. I'm a human being. I can get up, Gishmak. He said, I can't keep myself back till I get to Jew after saying Shalei Sani Goy. That's Tikkun Chateg. That's finding the Gishmak in Torah Shemitzah, finding the Gishmak, finding the Tainuk in the Ramach Mitzvah's essay in Teshasah Mitzvah's Loisans. That is the whole Avodah of Parshas Kisis. That is why the Parsha begins with Machzis Hashem. For one second, before we come on to the beginning of the Parsha, just more of a Klolis to Goyfim. That's why we know the Mishkan was a Tikkun, the Kapara for the Chet Egel, right? We know the Mishkan, Tovah Zohav there, Mechapel Zohav there. The whole Mishkan was a Kapara of the Chet Egel. How's the Mishkan of Kapara Chet Egel? What's the given the Mishkan? Mishkan was a place of Toichai Rotsu Fahav, I'm a place you should like, Sashlem Amelach. It was a place that was full of the Ahava. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu the coin in the Mishkan? Why was Aaron the coin? Because Aaron is the letters Nohar Aleph. Nohar is Tainug. Mayim is Tainug. Tainug in Aleph. Tainug in Avodas Hashem. Aaron a coin corresponds to Tainug in Avodas Hashem. Aaron was the coin God. Mishkan was a place which was a Merdek Tainug. What the Maisa happened in the Mishkan? Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh. Mizbeach HaChitzah, you bring up a korban and imagine as if you are being burnt up on the Mizbeach. Ah, Kishmak. The whole Mishkan was full of Mesiris Nefesh. Nadav Avihu in the Kodesh Kedoshim, they got to such tainug in Elikuz that they couldn't come back to the Chor is the scariest place to be. Shochten animals all day long. But yet, it was the place which was the greatest tainug. Tainug in Avodas Hashem, tainug in the Yira. Constant Yira, they were standing on the Yira, but yet it was aggressive tainug. That's the kapara for the Chet Ha'egel. Every aspect of Avodas Hashem is kuli nishmak, is kuli tainug. As the Helge Egle Tal says in Hagdoma, the Avni Neza in Hagdoma to Egle Tal, what's the greatest Torah Shabbat? What's the greatest level of Torah Lishma? When you feel nishmak. When you feel addicted to fire. As the Klezmer Rebbe used to say, Terosi al tazoivu, ki lekach toivu nasati lechem. Why is Terosi lekach toivu? Ki toivu ase, Terosi al tazoivu. It's addictive. You go and leave it. When you get used to learning Torah, because you can't go away from it. It's mamish addictive. That's exactly what the Mishkan was. That's exactly what the Hilgit Torah is. That's how the Mishkan was a kapara for the Chetayim. Nobody did the kabbarns. They're makro of the kabbarns. Oh, Kali Shol got together. Shalish Pamashani Yeroh called Zachucha the Maimet of Kashem Shabbat Liris Kachbad Yerohis. We bring Matanis to Akash Baruch. We came as a Abadim. Ibn Ezra says in the Psukim Shalish Pamashani, we came with as an Ebed brings a Doiro in La Doinoi. It was a Mice of Abdus. It was a Mice of Abdus. All year round we were looking forward for it. It was a Noyam Yerosech. Maybe that we can understand why the Mishkan had to take be built. But from the Meis Kodesh Hashem, Yidin had to give donations, Yidin had to give money. By the past, since the beginning of the Machzis HaShekel, Kutztach Yidu HaLevot, Reb Tzadik writes, that why is Kesef called Kesef? Because Kesef, money, is Nechse Nosacht. It's man's greatest yearn. A person's greatest type is what? Type for money. Atzabeyem, what's that word is all today? Kesef is off. Maiz Yidei Odo. People get addicted to money and to earn more money, make more money. The Bismiglash, the Mishkan was a mocker, which was Nizgale, where our real tithing. You know what our real tithing is? To give away our money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one says the Goyim say to Klal Yisrael Nebuch, they work so hard, comes a Shabbos, they spend all their money. Comes a Yom Tov, they spend all their money. We say, Tipshim Shabbat, the greatest tithing is to give our money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest tainug. So the first mitzvah in Kisisa is the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. We're giving our money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're giving what seems to be the greatest tainug of a person, but we're giving it away, and that's our greatest tainug. Having more nechas in Olam Hazeh, it's not a tainug for us. That's the tikkun of Chet Beis Hadas. The Nachash says, if you want gishmak, if you want tainug, you got to have money, you got to have gashmis, you got to have Beis Hadas. And here we say no. Everything, all earthly happinesses, all earthly desires, kilu gashmis de gezachim, we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch, we're giving to the Mishkan to show no. That's where our tainug is. Next parasha is the parasha of Ki Nechoshes. We know that the Ki Nechoshes was made from the Maris HaTzoivos. The Maris HaTzoivos, Rashi says, now in this week's parasha, well, yeah, Rashi says that the Maris HaTzoivos were in Mitzrayim, where the Yiddish wives, when Meyachid, when Mekashit themselves, like for the husbands after a long day, hard day's work, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that because they meant Hashem Shemayim, even though Lechoyer was a Maisa of Taiva Ba'alma, they should be Mekashit and Yapa themselves for the husbands, but nevertheless, because they meant Hashem Shemayim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maras HaTzoivos, those mirrors, they belong in the Mishkan. Taiva Lashim Shemayim. The women didn't think of Chas V'Shalom, the Gashmi Stikataiv. They thought of the Ruchni Stikataiv, Lashim Shemayim, to keep the Yiddish involved, to keep the Yiddish nation. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take a Taiva, but it's Kula Lashim Shemayim, that belongs in the Mishkan. The Parash of Ki Nechoshes belongs in the Mishkan. Ki Nechoshes is what we wash our Mais Yadayim. Mais Yadayim is the Gashmi's productivity, what we do in this world. But that's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that comes from Ki'ilu, seeming a tyrant, but really, it's all the Ki Nechoshes. It was in the Beis Hamikdash.
The mirrors is also in the same place?
The mirrors are, the Maris HaTzoivos is the Ki Nechoshes. Same thing as Vishom Avnei Yisrael as HaShabbos. Shabbos is the Zman of Oinig. Shabbos we eat, and it's a mitzvah of Oinig. It's a mitzvah of Essen. But nevertheless, it's cool for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the greatest defeat for the Yetzer Hara, for the Chet HaDeitz Hadas, for the Nachash. When we show that our Gishmak is through the Shabbos. People save up a whole week to have a Gishmak through the Shabbos. People don't eat properly a whole week to eat Gishmak on Shabbos. showing the faked, a whole tainug is oynig, it comes from ruchnis. Same thing as with the ktoyres, which is also in this parasha. But the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that the smell of the ktoyres is such a gishmak, a smell, that al piteva, a woman could have a miscarriage from smelling it. One of the nissim, that in other words, Mr. Mikdash Mishkan was smelled gevaltig. It was mamish a place where the neshama was nanis min, as the Gemara says in Brochos Membeis, and that the reach is a ruchnistik, is a ruchnistik atainuk. So Mr. Mikdash was a makam which is kulei ruchnistik atainuk. It was a makam of avodas, a makam which day in and day out was kulei avodas. But it was the most gishmakazach, the most taivadik, and the most tainukdik place to be, the Mishkan, the Avodas Hashem in the Mishkan. That is the Hakdoma to the Chet Ha'egel. Klal Yisrael would have only chapped that Nakuda, and they would have made the Chet Ha'egel. Klal Yisrael would have only chapped and said, wait one more day. What did Aaron HaKohen tell them? Chag Lashem Mocha. Mogen is a chag. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down tomorrow. And he's going to give you the luchos, and there you're going to see that Avodas Hashem is the most gishmak azach. There's no such thing as a taiva outside of Avodas Hashem. Anything outside of Avodas Hashem is muktzemach mismias. Wait one more day, it's a chag. We asked before, why does he say chag l'Hashem? Because that's exactly what he was saying. A yom tov in the vachan, as you say in Yiddish. Avodas Hashem, the whole life, the 365 days a year, is all a b'chin of yom tov, it's all a b'chin of gishmak. Wait one day. Klal Yisrael, the Nochash managed to get Klal Yisrael again to do the Chet Ha'egel. Came along, Klal Yisrael came along the Nochash and says, no, Avodas Hashem is not Gishmak. Avodas Hashem is a shor, it's Midas Adin. It's Zor, it's Midas Adin. Avodas Hashem is binding, Avodas Hashem is restraining, Avodas Hashem is stops you from carrying out whatever you want to do, Avodas Hashem is you're going to kill, like the Havdil Elf of Dollars, like the Goyim, the religious Goyim have to go away, move away from society, they don't get married. Avodas Hashem, Havdil, Hilo, the Satan, the Nochash said again that the Yitzhak, the Avodas Hashem is all say bye bye to any Gishmak in your life. If you want Gishmak, you have to go away from Avodas Hashem. And therefore they made the Chet Ha'egel by Yekum Ritzachet Aver Gila Rois. They were showing that Taiva, now we have to go to the Olam Aver. If you want to have Gishmak in life, you won't find it in Avodas Hashem. Then you've got to go to Gila Rois, by Yekum Ritzachet, then you've got to go to outside the world of Ruchnis. But inside the world of Ruchnis, you do the Daf, and you do the Shachas. And you don't, there's no Gishmak in it. Gishmak only comes from Yekum Ritzachet, from Aver. So it was Mamish the Chet Ha'egel. That was mamish the chet of the Eitzadas all over again. Nochash says to Adam, you won't find gishmak in the Eitzachayim. You've got to be toyim the Eitzadas. Toyifu v'nechmedu l'machal, etc. As it says over there again. And that was a terrible chet. The only way to rebuild the chet is by starting all over again. By going into Avodas Hashem, even though it's not gishmak in the beginning. Even though in the beginning it might be restraining. Even though in the beginning it might be, you might want to do something else. But you've got to learn, and you've got to daven. You've got to start that all over again. But the tikkun of the Chet Ha'egel is, when you made Misatzmai and Torah, when you put your whole weight into your Avodas Hashem, is then avada and avada and avada, the gishmak is going to come. Straight after the Chet Ha'egel, we have Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. The Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim is connected Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin and Dreshes Behem. Torah Shabal Peh, the Svaras of Torah, the Gishmak of Torah. Who is the member, who is the Tana of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin and Dreshes Behem? Rabbi Shmuel was a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol represents Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen represents Nohar Aleph, the Gishmak in Avodas Hashem. The Yud Gimel Midas that came after the Chet Ha'egel is rebuilding the Gishmak in Avodas Hashem. And Taka, at the end of Kisisa, you have Chag HaMatzis Tishmoy and Chag HaShavuos. And this is the kilu, the tavlin to the Chet of the Tikkun to the Chet of the Chet Ha'egel. Avada and Avada, there's nothing more Gishmak than Avodas Hashem. Nothing more Gishmak in Bemis. It's very stunning. It's just on the Zach. Now you see that the Chet Ha'egel begins. The study of the Chet Ha'egel in Parshas Kisisa begins in Perik Lamed Beis Pasuk Al. Perik Lamed Beis is Leiv. The Agadat Gemara that discusses Chet Ha'egel is in Sechas Brachos Daf Lamed Beis Daf Leiv. The Leiv, we know from Chazal, has a part of it that looks this way for and part of it that goes this way. The Leiv is where the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hora stand. The moyach is kulay pure, kulay kodesh. When a lathe can be taken this way, it can be taken that way. A lathe gets emotional. A lathe is full of alpha. It can be, there's one Pesach a lathe for this way, one Pesach a lathe for the other way. So, Chet HaEgel schlept the timing of a person, the time of a person, from one chelik of the lathe to the other chelik of the lathe. Dach lathe and perik lathe. How lathe. We had a heart problem, and that's why Ruchni stick a heart problem, and that's why we made the Chet HaEgel. And it's more, it goes deeper than that, because Vestoch as the Gata the Gemara of the Egel is in Maseches Brachos. Maseches Brachos is the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, the beginning of the Mishpat. What is Maseches Brachos all about? Also, the Adam Sheyene Be'olam Hazeh B'loy Bracha. What does that mean? What's the Issa B'Nenef Olam Hazeh B'loy Bracha? Don't be nene. Olam Hazeh, there's nothing for you to be nene with. There's no hanor, there's no tiny in Olam Hazeh. B'li Bracha. If you make a bracha, you make it into a ruchnis nikazach, then you can be nene. Hanor has to be not from ruchnis. Hanor, gishmak. That's in the world of ruchnis. But stam, to be nene from Olam Hazeh, b'li bracha. It should be a gashmis nikazach. That's also leil odom. That's Maseches Brachos. That's where the pagam of the Chet HaEgel was. So the Chet HaEgel is discussed in Maseches Brachos, like in Daf Leif. And that's why Maseches Brachos begins, Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh began, was Mushrish, in the beginning of the Luch HaShnias. And the beginning of the Luch HaShnias was the beginning, rebuilding the Gishmak of Avodas Hashem. Rebuilding the Gishmak of Avodas Hashem. Finding Gishmak in Ruchnis, and not in Gashmias, because there's no better Masechet to begin, more appropriate in the beginning. Masechta of brachas of asal al adam shi'en min oil mazeh taka b'loy bracha. Masechta brachas begins with the achila. Mimasa koyin shema, mishasha koyin nechnasim lechem et shemasa. Shema is mesiris nefesh. Achila koinim is the gishmak, as we just said before. Oichlen shemasa is achila shepekdusha. It's the shidduch between finding the gishmak in the areas of Avodas Hashem, afilu the mesiris nefesh, afilu the bechin of krishma. So that's one mahalach. An understanding from the parsha of Kisiso and Pasha Deat, an understanding of the Pegama of the Chet HaEgel. And we have to bring out of the Hayron, Avodas Hashem, that every time a person feels any Gishmak, the very fact that he's a Yid, as the Levi said, the very fact that he can do any mitzvah kala, he sees, I'm doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does Halei, every bit of that is another brick and another brick in rebuilding the Chet HaEgel, being metaken the Chet HaEgel, and rebuilding the Yves HaMikdash HaShlishi, Sheyoba Yigaleinu B'Meher B'Yameinu. So that's the end of the first mahalach, the first avoda, tikkun of the Chet HaEgel. Second mahalach, the mahalach also takes us back to Parshas Bereishis. Focus beikar on Parshas Bereishis. I just want to be medayik one or two points over here in the Chet HaEgel itself. Pasuk says, "Vayomer Klal Yisrael says, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Eile is B'lashon Rabbim. When he made one eagle, why were they saying Eile Elohecha Yisrael? As Chazal already say, Chazal bring down, they made more than one eagle, but the Pashup Shah that made one eagle is how is it passed to say Eile Elohecha Yisrael B'lashon Rabbim? Vayah Aaron, Vayomer Chag L'Havaya Mocha." Aaron HaKohen uses the Lashon L'Shem Havaya. They use the Lashon of Elohim, and Aaron HaKohen uses the Lashon of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Shem Havaya. The Pshat to understand the Pegam and the Chet HaEgel, to understand the Chiluk between the Shem Havaya and the Shem Elohim, one of the Chilukim is, if you go back to Bereishis, you see a Mordek Adiuk, a Gevaltik Adiuk in the way the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu laid out. Let's say it in Parshas Bereishis. Oh, let's say that's good. Shkoyach. Till Sheini, we don't find the Shem Yud Gevaltik Bechlal, as you will know. Bereishis Bar Lekim. Only Lekim, Vayah Lekim, Vayom Lekim, Vayah Lekim. After Sheini, till Chet HaEgel, you don't find once where the Shem Lekim is without the Shem Yud Gevaltik. Every time it mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, it says Vayitzav Hashem Elikim, Vayim Hashem Elikim. Everything is Hashem Elikim together. So till Sheini, B'shas the Bri, it's Oni Elikim. After Sheini, till Chet HaNochash, it's Havaya and Elikim. And then the first one to say the Shem Elikim by itself is the Nachash. Af ki Omer Elokim, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, you won't die. So what's the Mahalach over here? Mahalach over here is that we know that the Shem Elokim is written B'Lashon Rabbim. It's the Dvarim Shem Dvarim you're doing. The Shem Elokim is written B'Lashon Rabbim, with the Yud Mem at the end, and the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is always written B'Lashon Yochid. And those are Shem Chas V'Chalil as the Shem Elokim, as the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Lashon Rabbim Rechmon Atzal. What's the chilek between Abba and Elokim? Elokim is the world was created after with the Shem Elokim. Oilam is Minoshen Ha'elam. Oilam, this Oilam, Oilam is the Bechin of Oilam, the Pruda. Everything in the world looks period. Like the Maral is Maras, the beginning of think of Netzach Yisrael and others for him. The main Taina of Apikorsim, who are Koifa B'Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that you see a world of such a ribuy, you see a world of so many different types of things, each thing must be mushrush in its own God. Just like you won't get a lion giving birth to a tiger, each mean must have its own shoyrish. So too they said the whole Bria must be full of Geshke, must be full of Elina, must be full of gods. Because that's the way the world looks. It's full of ribbon. Shvokh deliberately made it that way. He created the world with a Shem Elokim. Shem Elokim is a shame that allows a person to be misled to thinking that it's Taka Eribuy, and therefore sometimes the Shem Elokim can be used in a context of Elohim, Elohim Acher. And we have to focus on the Yudke Vavke. We have to find a Yichud in everything here in the Bria. Even when we look now and seeing a Maridik Ribuy in the Bria, we have to be Mizboinen and we have to see how this whole Ribuy in the Bria is all, at the end of the day, to be Miyachad of HaKadosh Baruch. Mashiach comes and we'll hear the Yiram HaYomim Loi, we'll hear the Yom singing Shira, and Yal is Asodah V'chol HaShaboy, and we hear the Yiranenu Atzei Hayoah, when you see the song of the whole Bria, of the trees and of the Yam and everything, so then we'll see how the whole Ribuy Taka sings Shira to HaKadosh Baruch, and this Taka will see that the whole Ribuy was only an optical illusion. It really wasn't a Ribuy, was really mamish a yochid. Tzadikim Taka looked that way. From the Balatanya Yedua, Balatanya on his deathbed looked out the window and says he doesn't see a ribbon anymore. He only sees different sirufim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name. But that's the avoider, right? And that's not only in trees and in rivers. It's also in a person's daily avoider. A person's in the Beis HaMedrash and a person's out of the Beis HaMedrash. Sometimes there's a riboy. He's one type of person in the Beis HaMedrash and he's another type of person outside of the Beis HaMedrash. It's also chesaron in the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's got the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before his eyes all the time. He's always the same person. He's in his room. He's in the dining room. His brachas are as if they're the same as his learning in the Beis HaMedrash. You don't be done a person. What type of person he is when he's in the Beis HaMedrash? You don't have a person, as the Chazal say, when you see a person going out of the Beis HaMedrash, if he takes the Chukaisai with him when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash, then you know he's an Elachid. But some people in the Beis HaMedrash, they have a Chizuk from the Mokim HaKadusha, the Kadusha's Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, but in the street, they're a different type of person altogether. It's also a river. It's also the Oilam HaPrudim. That's what's going on in the Sefer Bereishis. Till Shani, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the Bria, he's creating the Bria with a Ribui Taka. And therefore, only the Shem Elokim is used. The Tachlis is that we have to be Miyachad the Shem Elokim with the Shem Avai. In the Ribui of the Bria, we have to find the Yichud. We have to understand, we have to see why there's a tree. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that all the bridges that the Goyim built, it's about to know for the Yidin. The Yidin can be on the Regel, the Yidin can go from one place to the other. Everything, every Goy in the Bria is only to bring about to be mefasim kedushas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam. But it's hard to see. The whole avodah of a yid in this world is to be miyachet taka the shem havai with the shem elokim, which means to find the yichud to make the elokim into a yudke vavke, which is basically what we do when we recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Elokeinu with the Shem Elokim is in the middle, and on either side you have a yudke vavke, which means that the Hitparatzut of the Shem Elokim should give out a Yudke Vavke on this side, Yudke Vavke on the other side, which means that you should see that the Shem Elokim is only there for us to find the Shem Yudke Vavke. And that is a Mardik, Shemaim Oretz is all one Bechina, there's no difference. All these Chalukim that they have all have to be done away with. We have to realize that Kameh Shemaim Al Oretz, Faket, the whole Tachlis is to make Shemaim Oretz into one Rishus. Any different Rishus, any different Rishus that they are, is for us to make it into one Rishus. That's why talking parashas Kisisa, by the Luchos, the pasuk says over here in this week's parasha, Luchas Ksev. Ramayitena Moshe Kachalaisai, Luchos. And it's a Luchos without involved, it's Luchas Kim Keilu Hayach. Even though there was two Luchos, even though there was Benodam Lachaveir on one side, Benodam Lamokim on the other side, in other words, one side of the Luchos was Shemaim Dekim Mitzvahs, and one side were Oretz Dekim Mitzvahs, but they were given as Luchas without involved, because they were given to make a Yichud of Kimea Shemaim al Oretz, that it should all be one. A person should feel a Shemaim Dik wherever he is. Muhammad HaSinai broke the Gzeira of the Yonim LaYerdu LaTachtoinim LaYerd HaShem HaSinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on HaSinai. All this was a tikkun of the Chet of the Adam. Because like we said, the first time in Bereishis it's mentioned Elikim back on its own, that's when the Nochash told Chava to eat from Eitz HaDaas. The Nochash is out to hide and to conceal the Shem Yud Kevavke Fakert, that all the Shevim is Gala is the Shem Elikim, that it could be a ribuy of gods. Like Pari says, he says the Shem Elikim many times. When Moshe Rabbeinu talks to him about the Shem Havaya, he says, Mi Havaya Shereshma Bekoila. This is the Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya rules out Pari. Pari is not a candidate for the Shem Havaya. But he doesn't mind the Shem Elikim, which is Lashon Rabbim, because he can somehow kvetch himself into there as well, he thinks. But the Shem Yud Kevavke is lost. The whole avoid of the Bria was to be Megala that the Shem Elikim is really a Bechin of the Shem Yud Kevavke. So Mimela, therefore, the Chet HaEgel, what happened was, Eile Elehecha Yisrael. Klal Yisrael said then, the Pagam of the Chet HaEgel, but Klal Yisrael said, the world is a world of ribbon. In other words, when we're Oisek in Avodas Hashem, we're Oisek in Avodas Hashem. When we're not Oisek in Avodas Hashem, it's a world of ribbon. Man can live many types of lives. A person can live a double life, as it's called in English. A person's not a Shubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout. A person's a Shubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's davening or while he's learning. When he's not doing that, he's Bechlal not a Shubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Mordek Pagam of the Chet HaEgel. Aaron HaKohen says to them, Chag Lavaya Moch. Chag Lavaya. Kula Yudke Vovke. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down from Shemaim, he's bringing the Shemaim down with him, and the whole world is going to become one Rishus. It's going to become one Rishus HaYochid. It's going to become a world of Kuli Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Rishus HaYochid, if he mustn't carry in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is the mother of the Klippas, the mother of the Avodah Zoras, of the Ribuy. Shabbos is the day which is Kuli Rishus HaYochid. That's why on Shabbos when we eat, it's Ruchnius. When we sleep, it's Ruchnius. When we learn about it, it's Ruchnis, but everything is Ruchnis, because Shabbos is the day of the Havaya, Shabbos is the day of Rishus HaYochid. Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down, would have been a Bechino of Rachel Yachilene Yom Shekul, Shabbos and Nochel Chai Lamed. But the weekday enters a person into the Olam de Pruda, into the Olam of Pirat. He forgets his Ruchnis when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash. He doesn't feel that he has to restrain himself when he's outside the Beis HaMedrash, because I'm living a different life, I'm a different person. That's the ribbon of the Shem Elikim. So the tikkun of the Chet HaEgel is that we have to be mekabel upon ourselves, Mr. Shem, in this week's parasha. When we eat a meal, we have to imagine as if we're dining by the Beis HaMikdash, and we make the shulchan into the mizbeach. We sit down with the rekel when we eat, and we sit down with the sefer when we eat, and we sit down with chazam mishnayis in our mind when we eat, and achila has to be an achila de kedusha. When you sleep, you have a sefer next to your bed. Before you mafkid your neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land steppers, you go to sleep mitoch HaKadosha. When everything we do mitoch HaKadosha, what you're doing exactly is you're taking the Shem Elikim and you're making it into Shem Havaya. And that is the tikkun of the Chet HaEgel. Rachman Yalchimeinu, Rachman Yizakeinu, Mitzvah Shem Shbizoicha. If you're attacking the Chet HaEgel, every single mitzvah and every single step in Avodah is one bit more tikkun and a bit more tikkun and a bit more tikkun till the Zoicha Mitzvah Shem, to the ultimate tikkun, to the tikkun Hashlem, Zoicha Zan, and Mitzvah Shem. Coming to Chodesh Nisan, we're in Chodesh Adar, Mitzvah Geula, the Geula. We're in a Chodesh of Geula, we come to a Chodesh of Geula, a double dosage of Geula, a double koich of Geula, which is Echem Etzashem to the Geula, Hashleim Amitis, Rachamim V'Rotzim V'Meir V'Yameinu, Amen.